to The Hospitalist and the Society of Hospital Medicine. I'm Casey Quinlan. Evidence-based medicine is the foundation of 21st century healthcare. How does a hospitalist practice evidence-based medicine at the bedside of a patient with a complex case? I talked to three experts on the topic, Dr. Daniel Steinberg, Vice Chair for Education and Residency Program Director at Beth Israel Hospital Albert Einstein College of Medicine, Dr. Daniel Dressler, Professor of Medicine at Emory University School of Medicine, and Dr. Ed Vasilevskis, Assistant Professor at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine and a staff physician with the Geriatric Research Education and Clinical Care Center at the VA Tennessee Valley Healthcare System. These three doctors were part of a team that presented a popular session at HM13. I asked them about what resources they use to keep on top of the science of medicine at the point of care. Dr. Daniel Dressler says the timely information access is the key to point-of-care evidence-based practice.
I think there's a definitive need for better access and understanding around how to access information, related to how we practice and how we practice on a day-to-day basis, and to be able to do that both efficiently and effectively, so it's not slowing you down, yet you're able to find high quality information to drive and direct your practice while doing that in a time efficient manner.
Dr. Daniel Steinberg talks about the two categories of information resources used in clinical practice.
Well, there are really two broad categories, and I would call them push resources and pull resources. Push resources are resources that send you information automatically based on your preferences. Pull resources are databases or information sources that you dip into and search and pull information out of. So those are the two broad categories, and there are a number of options within each of those categories.
Dr. Dressler shares why he and his colleagues developed the evidence at the point of care session.
Probably one of the greatest unspoken skills that is needed to be not only a hospitalist, but just a physician these days is how do I manage the volumes upon volumes of information that is out there, and how do I determine if I found the most relevant information and the highest quality information and that I didn't miss other valuable information that's out there that I should be using to apply to my patients. One of our main goals is to try to get hospitalists and any other physicians or clinicians really comfortable with the resources that they can and should use, that they don't waste a lot of time on resources that are a bit more challenging or less efficient, and that they can feel comfortable on an everyday basis that they have within their repertoire of electronic information and resources to use, ones that they feel that they can be efficient with, such that they can take the best care of their patients in the quickest amount of time. And that's really our main goal. The other second goal would be that if you're trying to keep up with topics, whether it's an individual disease, whether it's an individual specialty, that you try to do that and have some sort of resource that can prompt you with information on some routine basis, whether it's daily or weekly or monthly, whatever your tolerance level is, and that there are good resources out there that can keep you up to date with the most relevant information based on things that you're interested in and based on the practice that you're carrying out.
Gathering information in a virtual file cabinet is the working model for developing a clinical evidence library for your practice. Dr. Steinberg describes a virtual file cabinet approach.
By virtual file cabinet, we are talking about a sort of modern-day version of just that, a file cabinet where a lot of us used to put paper articles into. You'd open up the file cabinet, go into a folder on, say, atrial fibrillation, take out a paper, and you would use it. These days, you don't need the metal file cabinet and you don't need the paper. There are a number of internet cloud-based services that are highly efficient and work very well for clinicians across a number of platforms, including laptops, tablets, and even your smartphone.
Dr. Ed Vasilevskis walks through how a clinician might use a virtual file cabinet in bedside clinical care.
I have a clinical question, and I need to answer it in the here and now. I might go to my file box to answer that because I know at some point I pulled a paper or I might search that up. But maybe I just need to go ask that question right now. There are two types of questions you can ask. You can ask background questions, and that might just be, I don't really know much about this topic, and I need to read it. And that would be like what you do for a textbook, and there's a lot of online textbooks and mobile textbooks available. UpToDate is probably one of the more popular ones, but there's all kinds of other background types of information you might use. Other kind of background information might be about drugs, where Hippocrates or antibiotics, where you might use the Stanford Guide, which has a mobile application. Those might be used. And so those would be good kind of background sources.
Dr. Dressler believes that efficiency dictates using tools and apps that deliver condensed, reliable information.
It is a little bit challenging. I mean, something where I'd use the analogy of, well, if a new article comes out, do I want to go and read that article, spend 20, 30 minutes reading it, and then trying to interpret it and apply it? Well, for the most part, we just don't have time to do that. What I'd rather do is wait maybe 2 to 4 months where someone has reviewed that article in an evidence-based fashion, and then I can read the one-page summary of that article in about a minute and then make a decision based off of it. Similarly, with apps, I'd rather someone else figure out, well, which apps are good and efficient so I can immediately go to that and start using it and it be efficient for me versus I could take any app or any program, and I use PubMed as an example. Yeah, someone who's used PubMed and used it for the last 10 or 15 years, they're going to be pretty efficient at it. But if I tell someone to go out and try to use it without having used it for years and years, they're going to be pretty inefficient at it and may even get pretty frustrated with it. Versus there are other apps that are available that you could almost immediately become pretty efficient with it within a few hours to a few days. So that's where I stand as far as how to assess those is try to use the experts that have already assessed a lot of these and then use their help and expertise to say, well, now I know which ones to go to that I can become immediately efficient rather than go to the ones where I could spend months or years before I can become an aficionado of that resource.
Dr. Vasileskas talks about how he uses RSS feeds to aggregate information.
One thing which I really like are RSS feeders. They're not as popular, but I find them incredibly useful. This is a mechanism from which, whether it be a journal table of contents or a new blog post through the Hospitalist or a new blog post from Hospitalist Quick Hits or ACP Journal Club or the Walker's World blog, any of those times a post gets posted, it will just feed right into my RSS feeder. And Feedly is the one I use right now. I used to use Google Reader, but that transitioned into a program called Feedly. And this, once again, you can access it at your desktop. There's a mobile application. And so when I'm out and about, I might just flip through my Google Reader or my Feedly mechanism to just see, hey, what are the articles that have come up this week? What are the blog posts? And if it's of interest, I'll open it up. But there's no obligation for me to really read this information.
Dr. Steinberg says that the TRIP database is a great tool for clinicians looking to get information on a specific clinical issue.
One of them is called the TRIP database, T-R-I-P. And that's an excellent medical search engine, which allows you to input either a search item or a term, or you can actually enter in a clinical question in the PICO format, which is where you would put in the population, the intervention, a comparison, and the outcome that you're interested in. And it can give you a very structured result of different resources.
Dr. Vasileskas says that hospital informatics systems are not yet fully able to deliver evidence at point of care via the EHR. He talks through how a hospitalist could get clinical decision support on a specific clinical issue at the bedside.
Ideally, those questions would be answered within the context of your informatics system or your electronic medical record. So for instance, if you were doing an order set for an inpatient, it might remind you to do DVT prophylaxis if you hadn't done it already because the record recognizes what kind of patient you have. I would say on the front end, there might be mechanisms which actually help you out, which we would call just decision support. and it would be actually built into your electronic medical record. Now, we're a long way from that in many EMRs. From a practical standpoint, when you have questions, if you don't have access to a consultant, you're probably going to use a combination of those file cabinets, kind of background and foreground, those resources I just mentioned. If you don't know much about the disease, you might go to your up-to-date mobile app and peruse and learn more about this condition, which you weren't really aware of. On the other hand, if you have a patient who's coming in with a healthcare-associated pneumonia and you want to know what the guidelines show, you can look up the guidelines clearinghouse, or you might be able to look up in your Hopkins antibiotics guide with regards to what would be the best way to be to treat this particular patient. Or let's say the patient has a penicillin allergy, you know the first line treatment, and the Sanford guide and the Hopkins guide would be a great resource to really go to right in your mobile application and your phone, or just go into the desktop to answer that question. Those would be really helpful resources.
We'll close with Dr. Steinberg's recommendations on push resources for clinical evidence.
So in the category of push resources, a lot of this is personal preference. Products out there include Evidence Updates by British Medical Journal, the American College of Physicians JournalWise, Journal Watch, product by the Massachusetts Medical Society, and also PubMed, good old free PubMed. If you set up a personal account with PubMed, you can arrange for them to email you abstracts of new research as it comes out.
Thanks for listening. Evidence-Based Medicine for the Hospitalist is a pre-course at HM14 in Las Vegas in March. Register now to make sure you get a spot at what promises to be a very well-attended session. Don't forget to keep an eye on The Hospitalist online at the-hospitalist.org for eWire reports with the latest HM news. Don't miss a single issue of The Hospitalist in print, online, or on our podcast.